So we've spoken about how Sophia, the AI, we call it a robot, but it's not a physical robot. It is a physical robot.
It is a physical robot with cognitive intelligence.
Yeah. And it's now a citizen of Saudi Arabia. Why is Saudi Arabia? These guys are operating where in the United States?
Because there's a big, giant Palantir data mining system in Saudi Arabia that has power, financing, and it is the place where, like, the World Threat Organization is for, like, terrorists.
Yeah, we saw that strange
Donald
picture
Trump.
Of Trump with his hands on
the Palantir ball.
Yes. Yeah.
So Trump was in Saudi Arabia. The AI gets Saudi Arabia citizenship. There's a blockchain coming out for the AI. So you're starting to see the connection.
Well, what about all these high-level arrests for corruption?
With Prince Waleed
bin Talal and...
Well, if you're going to take over someone's financial market, you got to take out their royalty. You got to take out the hero to be the new hero.
Well, but I don't think Prince Waleed bin Talal was a hero by any means.
No, I mean the new hero coming in has to take out the villain.
Ah, okay.
Like, so if Saudi Arabia's royalty is being moved out right now after the Palantir system comes in, after Sophia gets citizenship, after the crypto comes online, now the royalty is getting removed from that same country.
What do you think it means?
It means people are moving things around. Because you're having something happen in the same location that is connected by people of power, finance, and money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, usually has something to do with money.
So here's this picture of Trump with the leaders of Saudi Arabia fingering this bizarre thing.
Yeah, and
that's a Palantir interface of some kind?
It's representative of it because all the places that have these tracers of AI complexes, just like the stratosphere here in Vegas, you have the big giant ball sphere in Astana that's another ball on a stand like a Palantir ball. So this is a common treatment that they seem to use within their network of this, like, hi, we're evil wizards.
So what, it's just symbology?
I believe so. I mean, I hope so. Either that or it could be like the quantum brain of some type, you know, the neural processor of some type. But to me, it just looks like a lighted treatment for
it's
ego.
It's just like a fancy way of
It's like saying, hey, Palantir's here and there's nothing you can do about it, you know.
So Palantir is being used at this Center to Combat Extremism or whatever this is called. Center for Extremist something.
Ideology.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you see the screen, it really looks exactly like a Palantir logo. They may not say they're doing it, but based on my research, Palantir is the only company in the world with a data analysis, a big data human tracking system that would need a complex like that. So, and that brings us back to cryptocurrency again, the Palantir ball, the Saudi Arabia, the Sophia, the, you know, all of this stuff that connects all through AI and blockchain, and you're like, and Palantir, you're like, so we need a definitive connection.